T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, speaking of health, Dr. Danny Avila is the director of Richmond and Henrico's health department, and he is in great demand, as you can imagine. He's been very generous over the last few months to come on pretty frequently with us, and I'm really thankful that you have joined us again this morning as we talk about the vaccine. And Gary, in his newscast, just talked about how the folks in Great Britain appear likely to start the vaccinations first. What do you think the timetable is here in Central Virginia for our folks to get the vaccine?
Yeah, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Big news out of the UK. They've gone ahead and approved use of the first Pfizer vaccine, and they're going to be on the ground in about a week. Mm-hmm. I think we're not that far behind it. The FDA is getting together on December 10th to do their final review of all the data, and if all goes well, we could have vaccine on the ground as early as the week of December 14th here in Central Virginia.
Wow. Okay. Now, I assume that we have put together a priorities list of who gets it first, who needs it first. Walk through that with me.
Yeah, that's right. So, in fact, just less than 24 hours ago, the National Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice, ACIP, which is a body of experts that reviews data, that makes recommendations to the CDC, they got together yesterday and finalized that their top priority for receiving the vaccine would be healthcare workers and then residents and staff of long-term care facilities, so nursing homes, assisted living facilities. And we went through a pretty rigorous process of looking at who's at risk and what does our data across the country look like and who really, like, where is the burden of this disease lie? And so it's very clear that the first phase will be prioritized for those two categories.
Yeah, and we know, based on what happened at some of the retirement homes and the rehabilitation homes in Henrico at the beginning of this thing, that those people are particularly vulnerable. I had an interesting conversation with my mom last night, 78 years old, with some lung issues, not in terrible health, but, you know, she's in that awful target that if she gets this, we think that it's not a good prognosis for her. She said, you know, I'm not taking this vaccine. I was like, Mom, what are you talking about? Why wouldn't you take it? And I did my best to try to convince her that this is a responsible thing to do. What would you say if someone with that profile had that conversation with you?
Yeah, I think we all are very clear that there's going to be a lot of hesitancy about this, both because of how COVID has evolved and changed and the guidance around COVID has changed. And I think that has eroded a lot of trust in public health and in the government. Also, the speed at which this vaccine has been created is a concern for a lot of folks, and nobody wants to be first in line. You know, national surveys show that somewhere between 40 to 60% of Americans are going to be pretty hesitant about vaccine when it rolls out. And I think what we would want people to hear is that no shortcuts have been taken with the development of this vaccine. It has been an incredibly coordinated, incredibly well-funded, and incredibly rigorous process of testing the vaccine, making sure it's safe. You know, both Moderna and Pfizer, the two candidates that likely will be rolling out vaccine in the next couple of weeks, have tested together. Over 74,000 people have participated in those trials. And so what we've seen, at least in the preliminary data, is that the effectiveness is really good, nearing 95%, and that they have not had any serious side effects. And so I think people really need to understand what the process of testing these vaccines have been and be reassured. And that's going to be work on our part. We're going to have to do the work to communicate that in different ways to different folks. But I'll also say that that this has been a terrible year, I mean, for everybody. And I do not see it getting better quickly unless we have a huge commitment by, you know, 60 to 70% of our population to get vaccinated to help us move beyond the pandemic.
You're going to take it, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Are you at all worried? And maybe this is an ignorant question to ask, but sometimes it's the question nobody wants to ask, but I'm willing to do it. I mean, we're not going to have women in 10 years with two-headed babies or, you know, problems, or I'm not going to take the vaccine, feel like I'm okay, and then in 12 or 24 months, I'm collapsing in the street because of the vaccine. Is that even a possibility?
Yeah, I do think, you know, those kinds of things are the unspoken concerns of so many. And mm-hmm. I think both because of everything that we've learned in vaccine manufacturing, what works, what doesn't, how the immune system works, how this particular virus works. I think we will continue to monitor long term for symptoms like that. But, you know, what we know is that the way that this energizes your immune system, and this is it's a new technology, so another reason for question mark. But the mRNA vaccine actually, you know, some vaccines require putting a weakened version of the virus or an inactivated version of the virus. But this new technology doesn't do that at all. It actually just takes a small piece of the genetic material. Your body creates, in response to that, it creates the spiky proteins that we all know and see everywhere now with this coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And then your immune system develops its own antibodies, which is what protects us if we were to be infected. And so I think that the risk of any kind of those types of long-term systems are really mitigated by the technology that's used here. Mm-hmm. And you know, they've monitored for short-term symptoms. The CDC will continue to have both a passive registry where if anybody were to develop symptoms down the road, that would get reported to their physicians, that would get reported to the CDC. And then they're also offering a more active version of surveillance. So anybody who is vaccinated will get to download an app, and if they're feeling any kind of symptoms, they can immediately upload their information to the CDC. So I think the surveillance around this vaccine will be different than anything we've ever seen before.
All right. I got to run, but let me ask you this question because I know it worries me. If I don't take this, since you're in a public policy role, are you all going to advocate restricting me from flying or going to the science museum or, you know, going into the daycare center based on whether or not I can prove that I've taken this or not? I mean, how are you all handling that public policy wise, you think?
Yeah, I really think the politics are so complicated around trying to mandate a vaccine, and particularly in this environment where there's a lot of distrust. There's a lot of distrust around COVID, and there's a lot of people who are going to be all over the map. And so I really don't see a scenario where vaccine are mandated. I think they will greatly be encouraged. And I think what we'll see over time is that when people are convinced of both their effectiveness and safety, we're going to see more and more people do it, because I think we all want to move beyond the restrictions and the challenges that we've faced over this last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I was hoping you'd say. So I appreciate your candor, and let me, you know, zing you with some of those questions. Dr. Dan Mavula, the director of the City of Richmond and Henrico's Health Department. Thanks for coming, and we'll talk to you in the next week or so and see whether we're about to start the vaccinations here in Central Virginia. That's great news.
Sounds great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.